it was officially stated that it was a mutual parting of the ways, but the general consensus off the record was that there was a breakdown of relationships between herself and the ruling Labour group in Hull. I believe it was over a series of issues. One of the issues was the fact that Miss Yates was in charge when the previous Liberal administration was running the council, and Labour returned to power and didn't particularly agree with some of the things the Liberal Democrats had done, and also the way the council was being run by the officers with the Lib Dems in charge.
What was she like as a person? You must have met her a few times.
Yes, I did. She was actually very reluctant to go in front of the media and kept a very low profile despite her position. She very much left that to the councillors. It was her belief that councillors were elected by the public, and they were very much the public face of the council, not officers. So she gave only a very limited number of interviews and was very low profile.
And she follows in the footsteps of Jan Almondroyd, who I think was she Deputy Chief Exec at Hull City Council?
She was Deputy Chief Executive at the City Council for a couple of years, and she moved down to Bristol, and Nicola Yates was appointed as Deputy as a successor to her, yes.
So Hull seems to be the breeding ground for Bristol Chief Executives at the moment.
There does seem to be a link between Hull and Bristol, not only council but also football. Hull got promoted to the Premier League when they beat Bristol in the playoffs a couple of years ago, and hoping to do again the same again this weekend.